So before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
让我们开始之前一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for the time of praising you through songs and music.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们能用歌声和音乐来赞美你。
We now continue worship you, through listening to your words.
我们现在就是通过聆听您的信息来继续的崇拜你。
I pray this time that each word of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing to you and edifying the church.
我们祷告，让我们的嘴让以我们的口和我们的心来赞美你，恩使你得喜悦。
Jesus' name we pray.
我们是以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So, have you seen a movie called Close Encounter of the Third Kind?
你们有没有看过这个电影叫和第三类的人接触？
So maybe when you're born older, then you see the movie. It's a pretty old movie, 1977.
这是一个比较老的电影，是1977年出的。
So in the movie, there's a character called Ron Neary, who's a government worker.
电影里有这么一个角色，他叫 Roy Neary, 他是一个政府工作人员。
So he has an extraordinary experience that he encountered an unidentified flying object, UFO.
所以他有过一个就是很出奇的经历，就是他遇见了一个就是不明飞翔物 UFO.
So he refused to accept the explanation from the government that what he saw.
所以呢，他就是不接受政府对他所看见的这个UFO 的解释。
So his experience totally changed his life.
所以他的经历就是完全改变了他的人生。
And he's prepared to give up his life to find out the truth.
他也做好准备，就是放弃他的人生来追求真理。
So I wanted to talk to you about today as a close encounter.
所以今天我就想跟你们讲一下这种亲密的接触。
So, but I'm not talking about close encounter with some outer space alien.
但是我并不是要讲，就是跟那些外星人的那种接触。
What I'm going to talk to you about is a close encounter with Jesus.
我要讲的是跟基督耶稣的亲密接触。
So Jesus encountered many, many people in his life.
所以在耶稣的一生，他跟很多人有过接触。
His life affected millions of people.
他的生命跟就是数百万的人有接触。
I love to fish and I love fish story.
我喜欢钓鱼，也喜欢关于鱼的故事。
So today we're going to look at a fisherman story.
所以今天呢，我们就会来看一个渔夫的故事。
So how his experience encountering Jesus has changed him totally.
我们来看看他跟耶稣的接触怎么样改变了他的人生。
So the book of Luke starts out chapter 1 and 2 with the birth of narrative of Jesus.
所以路加福音这本书就是第一章第二章就是以讲述耶稣的诞生来开始的。
And in chapter 3 we see the baptism of Jesus.
第三章我们就看到耶稣的受洗。
In Luke 4 we see Jesus going to hometown, but not the town of his birth, but where he grew up.
第四章他讲耶稣回到他的家乡，但这不是他出生的那个家乡，而是他在那里长大的地方。
So this town is called?
So,
What's this town called?
这个城叫什么名字？
Nazareth.
对，纳撒勒。
Right. If you didn't know, you probably failed your Sunday school. So this is a map.
所以这是一个地图。
So showing where the Nazareth is.
他可以看，就是教给你们看这个拿撒勒在哪里。
So Jerusalem is the center of the area.
在这个地区呢，耶路撒冷是这个地区的中心。
And Bethlehem down below is where he's born.
伯利恒在耶路撒冷下面，这就是耶稣诞生的地方。
A And Capernaum is where he's heading in Luke chapter 4.
加百农就是在路加福音第四章中讲到耶稣要去的地方。
So in fact, if you read Luke 4, he's going to his hometown, he started a ministry there.
所以呢就是在第四章中他去到他的家乡去在那里开始一个事工。
But the people there do not respond well. They kind of kick him out of town.
但是那里的人对他的这个事工工作反应不是很好而且把他撵出了。
So in Luke 4:31, they recall Jesus leaves Nazareth and make his way to Capernaum.
所以呢，第四章三十一节你就看到他讲耶稣离开了拿撒勒，然后就往加百农那个往加百农去。
So as Jesus go to Capernaum in Galilee, he came into a home of a person that we meet very first time.
所以在加百去加利利的加百农的路上。耶稣就是到了这个一个人家，这个人就是我们在第三十八节中第一次见到的一个人。
So, Luke chapter 4 verse 38 say Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her.
耶稣出了会堂，进了西门的家。西门的岳母害热病甚重，有人为他求耶稣。
So this is the very first time that we hear the name Simon Peter.
所以这也是第一次我们听到西门彼得这个名字。
We don't actually see Simon Peter, but we see his mother-in-law.
我们在这里其实并没有看到这个西门彼得，而是看到他的岳母。
So we know that he's Mary, and his mother-in-law is living with him at that time.
所以我们知道他结婚了，而且他的岳母在当时是和他们住在一起。
So she's sick, and Jesus healed her.
他岳母病了，而且耶稣医治好他。
And the rest of chapter 4 of Luke, if you finish reading that, you'll see Jesus healing, casting out demons, and he's doing all kinds of things.
所以你要是第四章你要是读完的话，你就会看到耶稣在医治疾病赶鬼，而且他在做各种各样的事情。
So he scattered a large crowd, and people started to pay attention who he is.
所以呢，他就聚集了好多的人，而且这些人们就开始关注他，而且想知道，就说这个人是谁。
But at this time, he has no follower.
可是当时他还并没有跟随他的人。
Now he go to the edge of the lake. This is where his life encounter his very first follower.
所以呢，现在呢，就是他来到了湖边，也就是在这里，他的生命和他第一个跟随他的人有接触。
So let's look at Luke chapter 5, verse 1.
所以我们来看看路加福音第五章第一节。
So on day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. This lake is also called Sea of Galilee. The people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God.
耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。
So of the millions and millions of people Jesus has crossed, this is the very first moment that the first follower of Christ meet Jesus.
所以呢，就是在耶稣他的一生中，他遇到了就是。数百万的人，这个地方是第一次，就是要他见到了，就是遇到了，就是要跟随他的人。
So it all began at the edge of the water, after a long night of failure.
所以呢，这个就是完全是开始在这个湖边，经过了就是一夜的失败以后开始的。
So Jesus has been in a community, and he has been doing a lot of amazing things.
耶稣其实一直在住在他们中间，而且也做了好多好多就是神奇的事情。
So a lot of people want to come and listen to him, listen to his teaching.
所以好多人来想就是听他讲道，而且就是想看看他。
So you get a sense of this large crowd so big, and Jesus look around his surrounding, and he find a bit of resourcefulness in his path.
所以呢，你可以感到，就是这个人群很大，而且耶稣就是回顾四周看了一看，而且他就而且很机智。
So Jesus was probably at the north end of Sea of Galilee.
耶稣可能大概是在加勒利海的北边。
So So in the north end, there's a series of bay or inlet around that area.
就北边呢，它有好多的这个啊、湖湾，还有那个入口。
So this is a picture of it.
所以这个是一个地图。
So this may be the type of landscape where Jesus was standing.
所以这个也就是可能就是当时耶稣所在的地方的那个地形。
So there's a steep slope.And so you can see, you are not at the edge of water and in the middle of the water.
所以呢，就是这个有一个就是很陡的坡，所以呢，你如果要是不是在水边，而是在水的中间的话，你会看到这个坡。
So you can actually have an amphitheater around you.
所以呢，这里的你就可以好像有一个这个露天剧场在你。在你的那个周围。
So Jesus is using a lens, and that's present without a microphone, speaking to the big crowd.
所以呢，耶稣当时就是利用这么一个地形，然后不需要麦克风就可以和众人讲话。
So as he looked, there are two boats out there.
所以当他看到就是有两个船。
And the boats are empty.
所以这两只船是空的。
So why are they empty?
为什么是空的？
Because the fishermen are they finished or are they just the beginning of the fishing?
因为这些渔夫他们是刚刚开始准备要去打鱼呢，还是他们已经打完鱼了？
They're finished.
他们已经打完鱼了。
They're cleaning the net.
他们在清洗他们的渔网。
So why are they finished?
为什么已经打完了？
Because if you're going to catch fish in the Sea of Galilee for a living,
因为你如果要是想在加利利海以打鱼为生的话
，So these are not recreational fishermen like me, They're professional fishermen.
因为这些人不是像我一样是就是打鱼做消遣，他们是职业的渔夫。
So you fish at night because the fish that you're going to catch they feed at night.
所以呢，这些人呢，他需要在夜里去打鱼，因为夜里头鱼会出来寻找食物。
So it is the labia that these fishermen are going after.
所以呢，这些渔夫他们是要钓，要打罗非鱼。
So if you're not familiar with the labia, you can go to a local fishing market or supermarket. You'll find the fish.
所以你要对这个罗非鱼不熟悉的话，你可以到你家附近的那个商店去看看。
So the way you fish, you're using so-called a tremble line.
他们打鱼的方式就是用一种叫搜罗网
，yes，
素罗网，对。
So, and then the way you do is you drop the tremble net from one shore from the one shore to the next.
你就是这种方法，就是把这个网下到那个从一个岸边，然后到另一个岸边。
So you get out with your paddle and then you bang on the water.
所以呢，你就会划船出去，然后拍打水。
You make all the splash.
然后溅起好多的水。
So what happened to fish? And the fish are scared. They swim to the net.
所以呢，这样就会惊吓这些鱼，然后鱼就开始游，到处游，就会钻进网里。
So you haul in the net, find if there's any fish.
然后呢，你就会收起网，然后在网里头看看有没有鱼。
If there's no fish.You drop the net again and repeating the process.
所以呢，网里要没有鱼的话，你就再下网，然后再重复这个过程。
So these fishermen they fish all night long. They catch what? What did they catch?
然后这些渔夫他们一整夜都在打鱼，但是他们打到了什么呢
？Nothing.
什么也没有打到。
So it's a night of failure.
所以呢，这一夜实际上就是一失败的一夜。
So they all cleaning the net and.Jesus come along.
所以呢，他们就是在清理他们的渔网，然后就这时候呢，耶稣就来到了。
So he's a kind of nice guy. He healed your mother-in-law the other day.
所以呢，耶稣是一个非常好的人，因为他几天前刚刚治好了他的岳母。
So he was in your house the other day.
所以呢，就是刚几天前，他就是在他到你家去过。
He says, Simon, I'd like to use that boat there because if we get out a little, I can speak to the last crowd.
所以他就说，西门，我想用一下你的船，因为我们要是出去到水面一点的话，我可以跟这个这么重大的人群讲话。
So Peter goes, okay.
所以彼得就说好吧。
So Jesus get in the boat, and then that Peter can take him out to the big lake.
所以呢，耶稣就进了船，就上了船，然后彼得就把他带到这个大湖中。
So you know, boat don't exactly stand still, right? They move around. So you have kind of to row the boat to keep it in one place.
所以你知道这船它自己不会在那里头就是停着不动，所以呢，你要必须就是一直要划，然后保持这个船停在这个固定的位置。
So although this guy Peter, he has been up all night. He say, "Okay, I'll help you."
所以呢，就是尽管彼得他一夜都没睡觉，可是他还说，好吧，我来帮助你。
So they get out. Jesus sit down in the boat. He start to speak.
所以他们就又出去到湖里边，然后耶稣就坐在船中就开始讲道。
You know, Jesus is a preacher, but he doesn't have a car.
所以你知道耶稣是一个讲道人，但是他没有表。
I have a car.
我有钟表。
So, but you don't give a preacher a car. He can just preach and preach and preach.
但你们知道，你要是不给这个讲道人一个表的话，他就会说起来。
So we don't know how long Jesus been preaching.
所以我们不知道耶稣讲了多长时间。
But it's probably preach a little while.
可能有一段时间了。
So he finished his message.
所以他讲完了。
And it come to a verse. It's very important.
所以我们就来到这个第四节，就是很重要的一节。
So it's the defining moment in Peter's life.
它是彼得生命中一个决定性的时刻。
So whenever Peter tells the story about his first encounter with Christ, he goes back to this very moment.
所以每当彼得讲到他第一次见到耶稣的时候，他都会回到这一个时刻。
It's a defining moment of his life, and it all starts with an observed command.
这是他生命中一个决定性的时刻，而且呢，他就是从一个就是非常荒唐的一个命令开始的。
The verse 4 it reads, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Pull out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch."
所以他讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。”
Now just get in the boat for a second.
所以呢，就是你们跟我一起，我们上了船，想象一下。
So you're Simon and you're kind of keeping the boat in there.
所以你是彼得，你就是在那个划着船，然后就把那个船固定在那里。
Jesus is preaching and preaching and finally done with fishing, preaching.
然后耶稣在那里讲道，讲了好长时间，终于讲完了。
So when he finished, you're Simon. Peter, what do you think?When Jesus give you that command.
所以呢，比如说，如果你要是西门的话，当耶稣讲完了的话，你在想什么
？It's what you're thinking when I'm done with preaching.
你是不是在想，终于讲完了
？Glad it's over. Let's go home.
很高兴讲完了，回家吧。
So he's ready to go in.
所以他已经是准备好要上岸回家了。
So he's been up all night and he's tired.
因为他一夜没有睡觉，而他这时候已经非常疲倦了。
Jesus say, "Peter, no, not yet. Let's go into the deep water. Throw out the net for a catch."
可是耶稣说还没有，再等一下，我们到深水去，然后下网打鱼。
So you're Peter. What do you think?
你要是彼得的话，你会怎么想
？He's a carpenter from Nazareth. What does he know about fish?
他是拿撒勒来的木匠，他。怎么知道打鱼的事情
？It's daytime, and you don't fish in the daytime.
因为是大白天，大白天你不会去钓鱼的。
Because the fish can see you, and they'll try to avoid the net.
因为鱼能看见你，然后它就不会它就会避免这个渔网。
Deep water? No. We don't go to deep water because our net is so small. It won't go down that deep.
深水不可能，因为我们的网很小，也到不了深水去。
And you don't catch anything in deep water.
然后你在深水里边，你也打不到鱼。
That exactly how you don't fish.
所以就是你就是不应该是这样打鱼的。
So Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about.
所以呢，就是真的，就是耶稣，你不知道你在讲什么。
But Peter is a nice guy.
但是彼得也是一个很好的好心人。
So he does not say anything like that.
所以他就是也没有说那样的话。
Instead, he say, "Master, we work hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the net."
西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
So I will give Jesus the benefit of doubt.
所以呢，我们就是不要一口否认耶稣。
But he has no idea. He's with the great fisherman.
但是他并不知道，他耶稣是一个，就是，但是彼得不知道他跟一个伟大的渔夫在一起。
He is with the Lord of fish.
因为他是和这个鱼的主在一起。
So the next scenes come in verse 6 and 7.
所以下一幕呢，就是第六节和第七节。
So this is the climate of the fish story.
他这个就是讲这个渔夫故事的高潮。
So when they have done so, they caught such a large number of fish that the nets began to break. So they signaled the partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they all come, filled both boats so full, they began to sink.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。
So the men pulled in so many fish.And the nets almost ready to break. The boats about to sink.
所以呢，我们看到就是他们打了这圈住了这么多鱼，然后这个网也要险些要破开，而且这个船也要因为重量也要往下沉。
So all of a sudden, it's not funny anymore.
所以呢，就是马上就是到这个深海打鱼，就再也不是一个好笑的故事了。
Because the water is coming into the boat, getting into the boat.
因为那个水已经马上要进，就开始往船里进了。
And the whole time when this happening, Jesus is sitting down in the boat.
所以就是整个事情发生的时候呢，那么耶稣呢是他是坐在船里的。
He's not doing anything.
他没有做任何事情。
But he did all his work already.
但是他已经把他的工作做完了。
I know that because in verse 8, when Peter saw that.He fell at Jesus' knee.
我知道是这样，因为在第八节他讲，当西门看见的话，然后他就伏在耶稣膝盖前。
So most likely Jesus is sitting down, and Peter just let go the net, and the boat is full of fish. So it's a miracle.
所以呢，就是很可能就是耶稣在船里坐着，然后彼得就撒开了他的网，然后这个船里头也是装满了鱼。
So what happened next?
那么下面发生什么事情了
？Peter pushed the fish aside, and he get down on his knee.
然后他就彼得就把鱼拨开，他就跪下。
And then he said to Jesus.
然后他对耶稣说
，Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man.
主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
So he misunderstood.Who Jesus?
所以呢，他在这里呢，他就误解了耶稣是谁。
He knows Jesus is a holy man.
他知道耶稣是一个圣洁的人。
But he come to a point in his life that he realized that Jesus is more than a great fisherman.
但是他在这个生活，他在生命这一点中，他认识到耶稣是不只是一个伟大的渔夫。
In Peter's mind, a holy man, someone who cannot be around sin.
因为在彼得的在彼得心中，一个圣洁的人是不可能就是跟罪有关的。
A fisherman in that day is considered low life and they're sinful people.
因为在当时，这个渔夫是被认为就是下层人，而且是有罪的人。
So he misunderstand holiness because not only is our God is holy.But he is also a God of grace.
所以呢，他就误解了圣洁这个意义，因为我们的神不仅是圣洁的，而且是有恩典的。
God want to be around sinful person.
我们的神是希望接近我们这些罪人的。
He doesn't want sinful people to be afraid of him.
他不希望罪人害怕他。
And Peter is responding exactly what the Lord would like him to.
然后呢，彼得的他的回应也就是完完全全就是主需要他回答的。
Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people."
耶稣说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
So other translation, it say you will be fisher of men.
所以其他还有其他的那些翻译，也就是说你是为人来捕鱼。
So what this word means is, from now on, you will catch men instead of catch fish.
所以这一段经文的意思就是说，从今以后你要得人，而不是要去捕鱼了。
So after this.They pulled in the boat on the shore and left everything and followed Jesus.
所以就这件经历以后，他们就把船划回岸边，然后抛下一切跟随耶稣了。
So this is a condensed version of the story.
所以呢，这个就是一个这个故事的一个很简洁的讲述。
What took place on that close encounter moment?
讲到就是在那个在那个接触的所的那个一刻
，So on the edge of the water，
是在水 ，Yeah。
After a long night of failure，
是在水边经过了一夜的失败以后发生的。
So what can we learn about what it means to be a follower of Christ？
所以我们就是我们能得知道什么呢？就什么是耶稣的追随者的意义呢？
First,
第一点
，a follower of Christ is open to be obedient.
耶稣的跟随者呢，就是要很就是要有愿意顺从。
So even though you think Jesus is wrong,
他们就是尽管他们有时候觉得耶稣是不对的。
So in verse 4 we just read.
所以第四。节我们就是刚读到。
So this is the defining moment in Peter's life.
这个就是彼得生命中一个有决定性的时刻。
So when he go back and tell the story, what happened?
所以就是当他回到岸上以后，他在讲这个故事。
He would tell it just like that.
对，他就是像刚才那样讲的。
My gosh, deep water, really?
就想天哪，深水，真的吗？
It's absurd.
这个就是很荒唐。
And this is not how you fish the larvae in Galilee.
这你在这个加勒里是不能这样打罗非鱼的。
In deep water, in daytime,
在深水里头大白天。
But he did it anyway.
但是呢，他还是去做了。
Even though it didn't make sense to him.
尽管就是对他来觉得这事儿就是不合理。
So a follower of Christ.Being obedient.
所以呢，跟随基督呢，就是说要顺服。
We give Jesus the benefit of doubt, even though it completely against our dominant culture in the world.
所以我们就是要就是给耶稣这么一个机会，就是尽管有时候就他所说的好像是跟我们这个主流文化是完全相反的。
So a follower of Christ responds as Peter, but because you say so, and I will do what you said.
所以呢，就是像彼得这样跟随基督的人呢，他就会这样说，就是因为主啊，因为你说了，我就会去做。
So a follower of Christ is open.
所以呢，基督的。跟随者呢，他们就是愿意的。
I don't really get that, but because you say so, not because I think it through.
我并不完全懂你在说什么，但是但是我去做了，因为你是这么要求，并不是因为我想明白了。
I will go against dominant culture, even though no one else is doing that way.
我会跟这个主流文化就是我会不遵从主流文化，尽管其他人都是这样做。
So I will not be a follower of the world. I will be a follower of Christ, even though it doesn't make sense.
我不会跟追随这个世界，我会追随基督，尽管这件事好像对有些人来说是不可思议。
A follower of Christ is humble.
耶稣的跟随者要谦卑。
So that is the scene in the boat.
所以在这个船里头呢，有这么一个情形。
Where Peter finally realized he down at the Jesus' knee.
所以当彼得他就是终于认识到了，然后他就跪在耶稣面前。
So Christ's follower should be humble as opposed to the proud.
所以呢，基督的跟随者呢，就是应该谦卑而不应该骄傲。
So when we realize who Jesus is and who we are in comparison.
当我们认识到耶稣是谁，而且我们就是比较之下，相比之下我们是谁的时候。
So our immediate reaction should be of humility.
我们马上的反应就是应该是谦卑。
So a follower of Christ is humble. We're down on our face.
所以呢，我们所以基督徒呢就是应该谦卑，而且我们就应该我们低下我们的脸。
Like Peter saying, "Lord, I'm a sinful man."
像彼得一样说，主啊，我是罪人。
Let me start my relationship with you, but first of all, I admit I'm a mess. I'm a sinful person.
让我和你有一个关系，但是，第一步，我承认我是我的人生很糟糕，我是一个罪人。
1 Peter 5:5 is that God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble.
彼得前书5:5，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
A follower of Christ tell other people about Jesus.
基督徒会跟其他的人讲耶稣的事情。
So what happened? What do you think happened after they pulled the boatload of fish onto the shore?
所以你在想他们把满船的鱼划回到岸边的时候，划回到岸边以后又发生了什么事情？
So you say they left everything and followed Jesus.
那你可能说他们就把所一切都扔下了，然后去跟随耶稣。
But do you think they just left the fish to rot there?
你们会认为他们就是把鱼扔在那里，让他们烂掉吗？
Most likely they'll catch the fish in.
不会是这样的吧？他们就是很可能就是把鱼卖了。
And they give it to the family or give it to other people.
然后就是给他们那个家人，或者是给其他人。
And they go and tell other people what happened.
然后他们会去跟其他人讲，就是发生了什么事情。
So how can we tell other people about Christ?
所以我们怎么去跟别人讲基督的故事？
So one way to do it is through baptism.
有一种方式呢，就是通过水礼。
So Jesus was baptized in Luke 3, recorded.
耶稣是在路加书中第三章被洗礼的。
So he warned his follower also to be baptized.
他也要求他的跟随者要受浸礼。
And this is the way that we tell others, I'm a follower, I'm a follower of Christ.
这个也就是我们告诉其他人的一种方式，就是说我是一个跟随者，我是基督徒。
So Jesus in chapter 28 of Matthew, verse 19 to 20, he gave a command.
所以呢，耶稣呢在马太福音中28:19-20中有这么一个命令。
So he tell to go baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去，是万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So baptism is a very powerful testimony.
所以这个浸礼呢是一个就是很有力的见证。
So a follower of Christ is people who is obedient to the teaching of Jesus and tell other people about Jesus.
一个基督徒呢就是顺服的。而且是顺服耶稣的教导，而且跟其他的人宣讲耶稣的事情。
And one more characteristic.
还有一个特点。
The follower of Christ fish for people.
基督徒他们会去得人，要得人。
The fishermen at the Sea of Galilee, they fish for tilapia.
就是这个加勒里海这边渔夫，他们是要打鱼，是打罗非鱼。
So they catch them, they sell them, and the fish basically they die.
他们就是打到鱼，打到鱼，然后卖鱼。这些鱼呢，就是实际上也就是最后就是要死嘛。
Jesus said, "I want you to fish for people."
耶稣说，我要你得，要我要你得人。
So we don't bring death, but instead we bring life to people. We bring eternal life to people.
我们得人，我们并不带来死亡，而我们而是把生命带给人，给他们永生。
So yes, do I need to leave everything, follow Jesus?
所以你可能会问，我是放弃一切，我需要放弃一切来跟随耶稣吗
？No, we don't really actually have to leave our job and our professional to follow Christ.
不是这样的，我们实际上不需要离开我们的职业来跟随耶稣。
In fact, we could have a very best fishing success as we stay in the road that when we encounter Jesus.
事实上我们呢，如果要是就是保持我们现在的这个工作，我们的职业呢，我们可能当我们遇到耶稣的时候，我们会有更大的这种捕鱼的成功。
So the job we have, the school that we go to, and the neighborhood we live in.
所以呢，比如说我们的工作，还有我们需要去的那些学校，还有我们所住的这个社区。
AndSometimes we have the most impact where we are.
有时候呢，就是我们所在之处，我们是有很大的影响的。
So a follower of Christ is always fishing, doing his job.
所以呢，跟随基督的人呢，他是永远在得人如捕鱼的，就因为他是如果他要是做他的工作的话。
So you fish, you always fishing.
所以呢，你如果要是鱼的话，那么你就永远在钓鱼。
So I want to ask you this question.
所以呢，我就问你们这样一个问题。
Where are you at today?
那么你今天在哪里
？Where are you at today?
你在哪里？今天。
So some of you may be on the edge of water.
你们有些人呢，可能是在水边。
You may be watching and trying to find out what's happening in the boat out there.
你们可能是在看，然后在想知道那边发生什么事情。
You're not in the boat.
因为你不在船里。
And I want to encourage you to pursue your curiosity.
我想鼓励你们来追随你们的好奇心。
Find out who Jesus is. What's he doing out there?
然后来。来发现来耶稣是谁，他在那儿做什么。
And some of you are actually in the boat.
你们有些人呢，实际上是已经是在船上了。
And if you come to a place in your life that you have a clarity about who God is and who you are.
如果你要是在你的生命中，现在你已经来到生命中到了这么一点，就是说你已经清清楚楚地知道神是谁，而且你是谁的话。
And you say to the Lord, I have been kind of running my life, and it's not working for me.
然后你对神说，我是一直在就是在关心我自己的生活，而且这个就是不公，这样就是好像也没有什么成效。
But because you say, Lord, I place my faith in you.
但是你会对神说，我把我的信心交在你的手中。
I know that despite my sin, Jesus totally accepts me as I am.
我知道尽管我的罪，耶稣已经完全的接受我了，就是像我现在这样，他已经接受我了。
He has chosen to get in the boat with me.
他选择和我上同一条船。
I did not choose him.He had chosen.
我没有选他，而是他选择了我。
And some of you, maybe you are back on the shore.
那么你们中有些人呢，可能是已经回到岸上。
And you're bringing the boat in, and you're committed to follow Christ.
你把船啊、你把船划到岸边，然后你已经决志要跟随耶稣基督。
But sometimes we don't do what he said.
但有时候我们并没有做他要我们做的。
Sometimes we think we know better.
有时候我们觉得我们、知道的更好一些。
Sometimes we're not fishing.
而有时候我们可能也没有在钓鱼。
Or sometimes we're not telling other people.
或者有时候我们也没有跟、其他人来宣讲。
So we have failed to be humble, failed to fish for others.
所以呢，我们就、就是在就是做谦卑，或者是、在、得人这方面呢，就是已经失败了。
We need to recommit our life to being a fully devoted follower of Christ.
如果是这样的话，我们应该重新觉知，然后要、诚心的做一个、耶稣的跟随者。
So where are you at?
所以你今天在哪里？
No matter where you are.
所以不管你在哪里。
Jesus, his life, he wants to intercept your life.
耶稣他的生命，他要想跟你的生命有这么一个相交。
When you encounter the divine Christ, your life will completely change.
当你遇到神，当你和、神圣有接触的话，你的生命就会完全的改变。
Let's pray.
让我们现在一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the power of encounter.
天父，我们感谢你相交的能力。
We thank you the way your spirit works in our life.
我们感谢你，你的、圣灵在我们生活中工作。
Even things happen that we cannot explain.
当事情发生的时候，而且我们无法解释的时候，
We thank you, Father, that you work in our heart, in our mind as a holy and gracious God.
我们感谢你，父神，你在我们心灵和意念中工作，你是以、圣洁和恩典的神在我们心中工作。
Reach out to us, even though when we think you are wrong.
你来找我们，尽管我们有时候觉得你是错的。
Thank you for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。Amen.